Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you worldwide on the Blog Line tonight. This is Bernard Johnson, and I want to welcome you to the Blog Line, where we just give God so much praise. I tell you, this is the new awakening, where people have moved away from the give me, give me, give me approach to God to the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you approach to God. The Bible says in Psalms 105, starting in verse 1, make known his deeds unto the people. In other words, tell of the goodness of the Lord. Be excited about him. Tell of his goodness. Tell what he did for you. That's a wonderful thing to do. It gives God glory and it gives God praise. I read there, I believe, in the Mark, around the ninth chapter, about there was a man born blind. And they asked who did sin, his mother or his father or who, the man or who. And Jesus answered, not anyone sinned, but the man was born blind or he had become blind simply for the glory of God. In other words, who did sin, the person, the mother, or the father of the person who had cancer, or the mother or father of the person who had asthma or COPD? Who did sin, the mother, the father of the person who had all kind of carpal tunnel, all kind of different things that they had illnesses in their body? Who sinned? And Jesus answered, nobody. But you were allowed to have that for the glory of God. Yeah, that diabetes for the glory of God. You had that stomach trouble, that back trouble, that neck trouble. Those eyes were blinded. Those ears were deafened. That tongue was dumb. Why? Your brother, your sister, your mother, your father didn't sin. It was simply allowed to be so for the glory of God. How can that be so, Dr. Johnson? If you can have it, God can heal it. If you have that cancer and all of a sudden, when the doctors can't do you any good, the man of God or the woman of God prays, and the saints of God pray and ask God to heal you and give you a miracle. And all of a sudden, that you had is gone. Then you lift your hands up to the Lord. You know that man didn't do it. It's a miracle. And you raise your hands up to God and say, thank you, Lord, with tears streaming down. It was for the glory of God. God gets the glory. You're not telling folk that Dr. Bernard Johnson healed me. No, 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 no. Not even seeking his glory. But you're telling people that God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ, you, including Jesus and everybody in the Holy Ghost, the Lord healed me. I knew it had to be the Lord. It's bona fide. And when nobody else could do it, God stepped in and did it. See, that's when God gets glory. People glorify him. They just marvel at his handiworks. And they give him praise and bow down and worship him and give him glory. Who on this line thinks that they do that for Satan? Satan has people, he's got demons all around him and everything, but they're jealous of him. They're trying to kill him. If they can, they're trying to get what he's got. Why? Because it's the same spirit that he protruded up in heaven. Yeah, he was trying to be jealous of God, trying to steal God's thunder, trying to get them to praise him and worship him. And by the way, he's still trying to do that down here. And he couldn't, get everybody in heaven to worship him, but he succeeded in getting one-third of the heavenly host to worship him and fool them. See, that's why there was a war in heaven. God released his angels to fight Satan. They kicked him out. And now the Bible says in Revelation, I believe, the 14th chapter, woe be unto the inhabitants. No, it's the 12th chapter. Woe be unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come and fallen down. And woe be unto us, because the devil is mad. And not only that, he knows that his time ain't long. When Jesus comes back, guess what? It's over of Satan. I want to say that again. When Jesus comes back, when he returns back to this earth, the devil knows that his party is over. It's over for him. So why do you think he's trying so frantically to attack everything and everybody who belongs to the Lord? Why do you think he's trying to do anything that will infiltrate the camp of the Lord Jesus Christ and cause them not to worship him? See, he had a bit of success. Let's call it what it is. I mean, he had one-third of the heavenly host worshiping him in heaven. And so since he was making some infiltration in heaven, what do you think he's going to try down here? Yeah, he's going to try big time. He's trying it big time down here to take over this earth, trying to pull out red carpet and everything else and get people worshiping other human beings. Why? Because when you worship anybody but the Lord, that's a worship of Satan. That's trying to take the glory from the Lord. Amen. Many times you bow down and give glory to any human being, that gives credence to Satan and what he's doing. Oh, yeah. So we've come on this line to give that praise unto God. Amen. To our worship unto the Lord. And you know the enemy doesn't like that. No, he doesn't like it at all. And then he'll attack anybody and anything, trying to keep it from coming to pass. Hear my voice now? Amen. It's going to be clear. It's clearer than it was last night. But it's an attack of the enemy. I know that. But he can't win. Oh, no, no. I'm going through. That's why the old folks used to sing that song. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. And they just sang that song because they realized that the enemy would try to attack them. But he couldn't make them throw in the towel. He couldn't make them quit because they were willing to go through. Yeah, that's how we have to be. Get ready to make your prayer request unto the Lord tonight. That's the format of our line. And then get ready to give him praise. Take time for the Lord. Take time for him. Oh, that's on my heart. Take time for the Lord. I say this many times during my invitation, is that people will try everything under the sun looking for something to fill their chasm. And yet when it comes to the Lord, after giving everything a chance and giving everything hours and hours, then they won't give God 20 minutes to thank him 1,000 times. It's a satanic attack because the enemy doesn't want to lose ground in their life. He doesn't want them thanking God an hour. He doesn't want them thanking God 20 minutes. He doesn't want them to thank God 1,000 times because he doesn't have anybody to thank him 1,000 times. He's jealous. You know, even in life here, when you have people witnessing others who are being praised and being lifted up, they get jealous. That's the spirit of Satan. And he gets jealous when God's people thank God 1,000 times because he ain't got nobody to do that for him. I hope you understand what I'm saying to you. So if you want to just give God praise with us tonight, we're going to open up the line. Here's the format. Ask God for your special request. After that, I'll come back and pray for a few minutes, and then I'll start thanking God. And when I do, you start thanking him, even if you can't hear yourself. Thank him with me. And after a while, we'll get the lines open up for you. All right? Take time to make your request right now. We'll give you about a minute, minute and a half. Ask God for what you will. And I'll be doing the same thing as I'm thanking him. Lord, thank you. Do it now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day and for what you've done. You know I have special requests. And I'm asking of you. God, I'm asking you to do it exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or even think. Baffle my mind as to how you do it and to the extent that you do it, even beyond my vision. In the name of Jesus, bring it to pass. Thank you for everything. Bless these people. Answer their prayer, Lord. Bless them and give them the desires of their hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. And we thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, I know the devil tried to kill me last night. And I want to thank you for, Lord, spoiling his plans. And thank you, Lord, for your deliverance and for your healing virtue. Oh, God, you're just so wonderful. You're so good and you're so kind. We give you the glory. Yeah, who did sin? No one sinned. Just that happened for the glory of God. Yeah. Thank you for, Lord, you spared me and you protected me. And now I have the victory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for putting me on the hearts of many people. Yeah, during the night, God, they began to pray for me and didn't know why. It was a heavy attack of the enemy. But you brought me through. You brought me out. May I just say thank you from the depths of my heart. I appreciate what you did. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for great health. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for great strength. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And may I say it like this, thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving those on this line who are saved. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your baptism. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, you're real. Thank you, thank you. Yes, Lord, I hear what you're saying. And I'll obey you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank 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 you. Thank you for bringing us forth, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 God, thank you for forgiving every sin of omission and sin of commission and anything we've said or anything that was displayed in your sight. Thank you for forgiving all that. Forgive all that, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you for raising your people up. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for making your people the head and not the tail. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, you're moving on my heart to say this. Some time ago, you led me to ask that person on the line to help us build and renovate our church. And you called it out and said, his son was sick, or the son was sick. And you would heal the son if they would just simply obey you. And God, they didn't obey. I don't know what you did, but God, you said, tell them again. There's another child now who's going through a test, a bad test, and may be sick. I don't know what the Lord. Oh, God, sick. Amen. But going through a bad test, yeah. The Lord said they're going through a bad test. And he said, if you'll obey him, again, he said, if you'll obey him, everything will be turned around and everything will be all right. Your family, the health and strength, and the greatness of your family is more important than anything. Amen. God knows that. And he'll be a blessing to you and your family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shadaranda kigrianda tatate. Yejati kiyandate. Miyanda diyante. Te shede kikashate. Have I not said it to you, over and over again? And have I not reminded you of the things that my prophet has said unto you. It shall be so that your obedience, for obedience is better than sacrifice. In Jesus' name, I render this unto you. If you obey, the words of the man of God shall come to pass. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, forgive our sin, Lord. Thank you. Yeah. Shedandike. Thank you. Obey the man. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your joy. Thank you. Thank you for your peace. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you. It was your anointing, Lord, that brought us thus far. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It was your anointing that touched. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And God, I want to thank you for that man who was in trouble with the IRS. I mean, so much, so deeply indebted to them. And you gave me, amen, and called me and asked me to pray for it. And you used me, Lord, as I prayed for it. And now all those charges have been dismissed. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, glory. Thank you. Prayer changes things. Thank you. Thank you for the royalty of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you because your sheep know your voice. Thank you. And a stranger they will not follow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for rescuing your people. Thank you. Thank you. Father, I want to thank you for favor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For lifting every heavy burden. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And for lightening every heavy load. Thank you. Thank you. My burden bearer. Thank you. My heavy load carrier. Thank you. My bridge over troubled waters. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for moving by your power divine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. My God. Thank you. God, thank you for all your many blessings and miracles like we never seen in 2015. Thank you, 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 thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, you're so wonderful, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so amazing, so astounding. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are Heavenly Father. You are King of Kings through Jesus and Lord of Lords through Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The Lord is our shepherd, our leader, and our guide. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, thank you because you wrap us around things that need strength. For we are the battery and properties of the weak. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And your word brings hope. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And your word brings peace. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And your word brings love. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And your word brings the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, shut it on again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're just praising you, Lord, for the things that you've done. And we're praising you, Lord, for the things that you're doing right now. And for credence to believe you even more. We give you adoration. We give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All across the country, all across the world, people are thanking you everywhere and give you at least 2 billion praises. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything we shall ask, it shall be done of the Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, for there are others on this earth, God, who are touching all those things that we are asking. And it shall be done for us of the Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, shut out on me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We glory in you, Lord. We thank you. We glory in you, Lord. For you're the reason for our season. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for souls being saved. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for victory. Oh, Lord, in you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for this theme, Lord, for 2016 already. God just said 2016 is the year of miracles. It's a year of victory. That's what you said. 2016 is the year of victories. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And God, you told us 2015. Miracles like we've never seen. And God, we're in the latter part of the year. One more month, Lord, maybe in a month and a half. And I'm asking you to baffle the minds of many, many people across this land who are part of this bloodline. God, give them miracles like they've never seen in 2015. God, they'll glorify you. I've already demonstrated how people have been set in positions and placed in positions, Lord, on this earth. Why? For the glory of God. Some have been sick, but it's not unto death. It's for the glory of God. Some people have had financial difficulties, and they didn't know how they were going to make it. And God is for the glory of you. Yes, God, I'm asking you to bless these folks, and let it be for your glory. That they'll lift their hands to you and thank you, oh my God, from the depths of their heart. knowing that you brought them a bona fide miracle in Jesus' name. We just continue to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Even if we have to thank you, even by ourselves, we will, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for raising us up to thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for giving us the vision, Lord, that the country, the world would thank you. Many of them would thank you a thousand times. God, those on the line now, oh, God, who are taking time for you, I put it in their hearts to thank you a thousand times or more every day. As we will enter into thanks on this blog line, God, let them take thank yous to their people in their community, to their people in their church, all around them in their job. They will forget when my sister called me, and she was on the job with TWA, and you laid on her heart to start the prayer. And God, she started that prayer movement. And before we knew it, she had moved from 2 people to 10 people. And then from 10 to 20, and 20 to 30, 30 to 40 and 50 and 60, 70, 80, 90, and even 120 people. And when she had her brother to come and speak to them and pray with the prayer line that she had started. Oh, my God, it was about 150 people there just to pray with us. And God, I thank you because how you moved on my heart to challenge people from every denomination, from every church affiliation, from all parts of the earth to give you praise and adoration. We can thank you a thousand times a day. And God, I'm asking the people to take time. I want to also thank you, Lord, for putting it on my heart for Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving Night. How are we going to start the day? November the 26th. Go start it out with the prayer line at 6 a.m. in the morning to give you our first fruits. And we're going to praise you and give praise reports and ask for prayer all the way for that hour. Giving you praise, God, for what you did. You deserve the Thanksgiving. And then, Lord, after we commence the day on Thanksgiving Day with thank yous, we're going to come back again to close it out at 9 p.m. But we're not just going to go an hour. We're going to have an all-night shut-in. And God, we want to thank you in advance for the shut-in, God. On Thanksgiving Day, we're going to give you more praise than we've given you all year long. Because not only are we going to praise you in the morning, but we're going to praise you in the evening and challenging people all over the world to take time on Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving Night to thank you a thousand times in the name of Jesus. I believe all over the world, we're going to cause people all over the world to give you over 4 billion praises. Over 4 billion praises are going up to you on Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving Night. God, we render unto you everything. Lord, we give you all the true worship, true praise. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. And we give you the glory. We look forward to Thanksgiving night. And thank you for allowing us to thank you at least 1,000 times here this night. Thank you, Lord. You said to the prophetess to give my address always. And, Lord, I'm giving it here tonight. They want to write me for any reason, they can write me at Bernard, V like Victor, E-R-N-A-R-D, Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26-593. P.O. Box 26-593. Put them both together, 26-593. That's Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. Again, that's Overland Park, Kansas. P.O. Box 26-593. We love you. Lord, thank you for letting them write me. Amen. And then I'm asking you also to bless them bountifully. If anybody wants to call me or send a gift, through Walmart, which will get to me in 30 seconds, maybe 30 minutes at the most. They can send it from Walmart, and when they get their reference number, just text me or call me at the number that I'm getting ready to give you, 913-406-4845. 913-406-4845. God, thank you, Lord. Again, we thank you for this time that we've had to spend with you. Thank you. Break away out of nowhere. Thank you. Bless these precious people. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Shall it not be so? Yes, it will. Thank you. Shall it not come to pass? Yes, it will. Thank you. Oh, God, we love you. And we thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. I don't know if they got any of the lines open tonight, but if you have your line open and you'd like to say something, jump in there and say something if you have it open. If not, amen, make the request known unto God and just pray and ask God to fix it for you. And I'm a witness that he will. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. The prayer line number is 913-712. I'm sorry, I'm giving the wrong first figure. But the prayer line number at 6 a.m. in the morning is 712-712. Thank you, Jesus. Telling you a liar. Amen. 712-775-7085. And that code is, I believe, is 936-005. Again, that number is 712-775-7085. And when they ask you for the code, dial 936-005. That's at 6 o'clock each morning, Monday through Friday. And if you're up on tomorrow, join us on that. Tomorrow is the weekend. That's Monday through Friday. Join us on Monday on the prayer line at 6 a.m. in the morning. 712-775-7085. The code is 936-005. Amen. God bless you. I am aware of your family time, and I'm trying to be compassionate. Amen. May you have a wonderful night. And here's my final blessing that I ask God to let happen to you. Lord, let these precious people, under the sound of my voice, let them be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Let their going out be blessed and their coming in be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy who comes to accuse them wrongly. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, you will condemn it. And thank you for it. Bless your holy name. Thank God. Amen. God bless all of you. We love you. And may you have a wonderful night. Try us back again on tomorrow night. Amen. And amen. We'll probably be able to hear you tomorrow night. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And I'm dismissing you tonight. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. We love you. Thank God.